8:32 here on Quicksilver this morning. Joining me in studio is Candace Rodman, the new county engagement specialist. Did I get that right?
That's right.
All right. With Randolph County University Extension. And we want to learn about some of the programs that Extension is offering these days. Are these agriculture-oriented or all over the place, Candace?
We are all over the place. We have everything from agriculture to health and nutrition, human development, community development, business development, agronomy, gardening, all of it.
Very good. So give us some variety. Tell us what's coming up.
So I specialized in nutrition and health. That's what I teach with Extension. So I have a couple classes coming up soon in June 13th, we have a class called Living a Healthy Life with Chronic Conditions. A chronic condition can be anything from allergies, depression, migraines, arthritis, Crohn's disease, celiacs, anything. People with that or their caregivers can come to this class. It's completely free. We're doing it at the Extension office, which is downtown on Reed Street. And we just basically learn about your struggles. We talk about them. We learn how to address these struggles. We talk about how meds affect your body, proper nutrition, problem-solving skills, exercise, healthcare issues, all of it.
Do you register for these classes?
Yeah. So if
or
you
can you just show up?
We prefer you register ahead of time because a lot of them have class limits. We can't take too many people at once. So if you come to our office, if you call our office, email us, we'll get you set up and we'll get you on the list. We have Tai Chi coming up June 24th, which is super fun. It's specifically for arthritis.
Tai Chi may be a new term for some people, or maybe they've heard it and have no clue. I'm not sure I even know exactly what Tai Chi is.
It's super fun. It's based on slow movements, slow controlled movements. Since we're specific to arthritis and fall prevention, it's very low impact. It's calm environment. We have nice music going, but we use specific movements to focus on areas of the core and the hips and the arms and the legs just to make you more sturdy, less likely to fall, and it helps with your arthritis, dealing with the pain and stuff like that. So it's a really fun class.
Okay. So if you suffer from arthritis, maybe this is a way to find a little bit of relief.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe. Tai Chi, all right.
Yeah.
So is all of this, I see the heading, you stay strong, stay healthy. Is that kind of the theme to all of these programs?
No, so actually that's...
So is that a different thing?
That's actually one of the classes that we also offer. It's called Stay Strong, Stay Healthy. And it's a great class for, it's basically for older adults who want to do some strength training. Helps you with fall prevention again. It helps you have good posture and it keeps you strong and healthy. It's a very fun, relaxed class. We have fun. We have music going, and we learn the proper, safe ways to lift very low weights. And it's kind of a more low impact, but also builds your strength and balance quite a bit. So it's great for older adults.
So are most of these programs geared to older adults, or do you have a variety?
No, we have a variety. Okay. I also teach things like performance nutrition. So, and I could, you know, go to a high school and talk to the athletes or the coaches and tell them what they need to be eating before, during, and after a competition or a sports event, you know, things that will help them with performance during the event and how to recoup afterwards, things like that. So we also have an MPA who teaches nutrition in all of the schools in Randolph County.
What's MPA?
So that's a nutrition program associate.
NPA.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so Margie's great. She goes to all the schools in Randolph County, and she'll teach the kids about, you know, it's good to eat nutritional and how to do that, and that it actually can taste good. So very motivating. So, yeah, we cater to everyone.
So all ages.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Candace Rodman is with me with University Extension in Randolph County. All right, some other classes coming up. What else can we take advantage of?
Yeah, we have things like Cooking Matters. So we'll take you and it's a six weeks long. We'll bring you in. We'll teach you how to cook a meal every week. You get to take some of it home with you so you can cook it for everyone at home. We make sure it's nutritional, and we show you that it's cheaper sometimes to cook food than to go out to eat, and it's better for you as well. Then we'll do a session where you go to the store, and we'll show you how to shop, you know, versus buying fresh versus frozen versus canned, and which is beneficial at what time of the year, how to read a nutrition fact label, things like that. So that's a fun class, very informational for a lot of people who, you know, don't really know how to eat nutritionally.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Never go to the grocery store when you're hungry.
That's rule number one. Definitely.
All right. Well, I knew part of the class. Now you said this, so there are multiple sessions in that class. Is that the case with these classes we've talked about, or some of them just a single session, or?
We have a mixture of both. Okay. A lot of them we like to, it's research-based shows, more classes the better.
Reinforces it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So a lot of them are a series class. We do have like one-shot stuff. I can do like health information for men, you know. I can come in and talk to you about all the importance of the male population going to the doctor, because, you know, it's hard to get them to do that.
We don't like to go to the doctor.
Of course not. But I can tell you why you need to.
Oh, okay.
And I can do that in one session, or I can do it in six sessions.
Okay.
You know, I can, if you have a employer that wants me to come in and talk about worksite wellness, I can do that for like a lunch hour, you know, something like that. And
now that's becoming bigger, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially, I would assume, in cities and big corporations, but certainly we have this in our area too. Yeah.
Well, and if you look at the research, there's an average of 5.1 days per month that people present with poor mental health and want to take a stay-at-home day from work. That's per month. And, you know, we have classes that can help you with your mental health, your physical health, and we, you know, can help employers reduce that number of days off, you know, and that's the, you want your people there, right? So, worksite wellness is important.
Helps with productivity then.
Absolutely.
And you got happy workers.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. What, I mean, there's just a variety here.
We do. We have everything.
How do you know all this stuff?
I just know. That's my job to know.
You have a curriculum? You
know? Yeah.
So, I'm glad we've had you on, and we've got some more to talk about, but
sure.
Do you find that people don't know about the resources?
Absolutely.
That's the biggest issue you face, probably.
Absolutely. Like, we had a Stay Strong, Stay Healthy that was supposed to start this week. Didn't have enough interest, you know, but I think people really don't know what we do. A lot of people don't know that Extension exists, or they think it's just 4-H. You know, we've heard that a lot.
Yeah, just a 4-H program, and we think about them in the county fair, 4-H week,
Or more than that. I get this is an ag community, and we do have a lot of agricultural programs and stuff like that. We can have someone come out and talk about the weeds and insects and disease on your farm, or help you with rotational grazing if you're cattle. We train people on pesticide handling. Things like that. So, you know, we do contribute to the ag part of the community for sure. It's not just health and nutrition. Absolutely. We have business programs. We can bring a horticultural specialist out to talk. She was just here, I think, last week and did a program on weeds and how to prevent them and how to identify them and what to do with them once you figure it out. But, you know, we do have a problem with health, specifically in Randolph County. We're actually number two in the state for obesity.
Really?
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm going to head to the treadmill later today.
You should. You should. You should come take a class with me.
I've been trying. Okay. So, really? Second in the state in obesity?
Yep. Randolph County. And, you know, we have 30% of the population with arthritis here in just in Randolph County. 11% of the community with diabetes. 29% of our children under 17 are overweight or obese in Randolph County. So, you know, people question, well, why do we need a health person when we're an ag community?
Yeah.
That's why.
There you go.
Right
there.
You
got the facts right there.
Mm-hmm. So, a lot of our classes will address that 100%. You know, we have, like I said, the chronic disease classes. We have diabetes classes. We have nutrition classes. We have classes that will help you with your strength, your balance. We do have a Matter of Balance class, which is specifically for fall prevention. We have that coming up, and actually in Macon. I know it's not Randolph County, but everyone knows people everywhere, right? So,
and we reach Macon County, too.
Absolutely. So, and May 3rd, that's at the Macon Senior Center from 9 a.m. to 11
most of your
Fridays.
Counties, I'm assuming most of your classes are in Randolph County, but you do go outside?
Yeah, I will program in Randolph, Macon, and Linn County.
Okay, all three then.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm glad we brought that out. Okay, so our Macon County listeners and Linn County listeners, get to know Candace.
Absolutely. We have specialists in every single county in the state. So we can help you with something anywhere you are.
Are schools doing a better job, too, in nutritional offerings for kids?
Absolutely. I think Margie Lee is doing a great job with all of the schools, and a lot of them are actually being regulated by USDA to provide more nutritional meals for the kids and stuff like that. Instead of having to bring it from home, they offer it at the school. So, and they're getting more excited about it. I think, you know, it was hard to convince me that broccoli was delicious, right? But if you have someone like Margie come in and show you that, you know, different ways to prepare it could make it taste different and make it better, and you'll eat it then, and that's better for you. Mm-hmm. You know, and the activity is good for you. We need you to get up. We need you to move. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, twice a day or for 10 minutes or anything. You got to get up. You got to move. So, and I think the kids are realizing that.
Good. Mm-hmm. You mentioned arthritis. It's not like you're going to cure arthritis.
No.
But you can help manage. There's techniques that can help, what, manage the pain?
Yes, or, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Right. And anyone with arthritis knows if you sit too long, you get kind of stove up, right? Mm-hmm. So our class, but you also can't go out and run a mile to loosen your joints. It's painful, for one, and two, that's too much. But things like Tai Chi will, it's so slow and controlled that it increases your flexibility of that joint and your strength around that joint, which will decrease the pain and the pressure that's put on it.
Mm-hmm. Candace Rodman with me here. You mentioned diabetes. Again, it's not like you're going to cure diabetes, but nope. We get a lot of calls on Party Line or Cookbook, you know, whether it's mm-hmm. recipes specific to diabetics or mm-hmm. or options for diabetics. Mm-hmm. So how can you help those that suffer from diabetes?
Sure. So I offer a class called Diabetes Self-Management. And we, you know, we've had people come and, I was just diagnosed with diabetes and my doctor told me I need to monitor my sugar. And then they left the doctor's office. And they're like, I have no idea where to go from there. You know, and unfortunately, there's sometimes they leave you with not very much information. We can help with that. Our diabetes class will go. First of all, it's a room full of people that are going through the exact same thing you are. So it's a great opportunity to talk to other people also with diabetes who may have it longer and can have tips for you on how to manage it, how to test for it, things like that. And then we focus on the struggles that people have, the nutrition part specifically. What do I eat? How do I eat it? When do I eat it? What time of day do I eat it? And how to manage your blood sugar properly. We can teach you how to read a nutrition fact label. And you can focus on that, and diabetes is extremely manageable if you know what to do. And we teach people to know what to do. So,
looking at your list here, it looks like several programs that you can put together to help families as well.
Absolutely. Right. We have we have Jeremiah Terrell, he's a great human development guy. He'll teach you about building strong families. He's, I think, an expert on fathering. He's done a lot of research and classes on that, and he does a lot of stuff with that. Mental health first aid. We kind of focus on stress management, taking care of you. You know, if you're stressed all the time, how are you going to act at work? How are you going to act at home? And we get it, anxiety is real. And it's a problem, and it's not something that should just be swept under the rug. You have to deal with that, and you have to deal with it properly. And we can help you with that, because it affects everything. It affects your mental health, your physical health even, relationships, things like that. And we can go through that with you and talk to you about it and give you the smart steps to focus on that and to do better, you know, and to manage.
We certainly want to give your contact information, where folks can find out more, but anything else that you'd like to mention regarding program offerings?
If you know, we have a website. If you can go on there, I have flyers at the office you can pick up, and it lists, I think, 40 of our programs of the 80 that we offer. So if you don't see it on the list, definitely talk to us about it, because we can make it happen. If you look at our calendar and you don't see anything that's coming up that you want, let us know and we'll try and put it on the calendar. You know, if we think we can get a class together for it, then we'll try our best. And we'll get you on the calendar. We'll start a class. So you can come to our office. We're on Reed Street, 509 West Reed, right downtown.
What are the hours now? Are you there every day, or is it more?
Yes. We're there Monday through Friday.
Okay.
The technical office hours are 10 to 3.
Okay.
Always feel free to stop by, because we've got three specialists in-house as well, and chances are one of us is there at some point, you know, during the day before 10 or after 3. And if our doors open, then we'll talk to you if we can, if we have time. So, but 10 to 3, we definitely have someone there all the time to talk to you and answer any of your questions.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. And again, did you give the website?
So our website is extension.missouri.edu/Randolph. You can just probably Google Extension Randolph and it will pop up first thing. Mm-hmm. So, and you can just feel free. There are email address for the offices on there. You can email me directly. I'm at C for Candace dot Rodman at Missouri.edu. I'm really quick to answer my emails, so shoot me one if you have any questions about the programs or upcoming stuff or getting one started.
And your phone number at the office?
660-269-9656.
I know we had an interview, I think an introductory interview before, but what's your hometown? Where do you come from?
So I'm from a small town in Arkansas, actually, originally.
Are you a Razorback?
I am absolutely a Razorback.
Now, see, I should have asked that question right at the start. We could have ended this interview.
We could have been done a long time ago. Yeah, I refuse to root for the Missouri Tigers.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Look at your name tag. What does it say?
I know. I'll work for MU all day long.
Oh, my goodness.
But you won't see me wearing black and gold.
It's not
any.
As bad as a Jayhawk.
That's true.
But I won't allow Pig Suey in this studio.
What? No calling the Hogs?
Well, we welcome you to the community.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Everyone's been very... very kind and helpful, and, you know, I'm not afraid to answer any questions anyone has. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are your classes all, are they during the day? Are they all after hours?
Most of them are during the day. Okay. Because, like I said, we do have a lot of older adult classes, and they tend to be retirees that, you know, they want to meet at 10 a.m. or 2 p.m. and
not wait till night.
Yeah, exactly. But there's a couple of them. We do Cooking Matters as a... it's catered towards more of the younger crowd, so we'll do that after work hours a lot of times. So just check in with us on the schedule for that, and we'll let you know. But, you know, if you request it, say, you know, I have an employer that says I want to have a little meeting at, you know, 5 p.m. or something about worksite wellness, for instance, then let me know. I can make it happen.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. We encourage our listeners to drop by and just pick up a schedule and see what Randolph County University Extension has to offer. And
absolutely.
Introduce yourself to Candace. Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for coming in.
No, thank you.
All right, Candace Rodman joining me here on Quicksland this morning, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock.
Water.